Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen, it's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Well, good morning. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I'm your Declared Victory host for today. Are there any new callers on the line today? Well, I'm just so glad we're all family. As you know, today is Make It Happen Monday. This is where we do service acts and good deeds for someone as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus that someone may never see. Tonight, you're invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters, for married couples and marriage hopefuls from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real-life lessons and raw discussion as God planned it all to be. Thank you to those who already signed up for our production team. There is still a space for you. If you are interested in joining the team and helping us with please contact Erica via inbox or respond to the post in the room. Lastly, family, if you have been blessed by the call and understand and believe in the global vision, you are led to partner with Declare Victory in changing lives, one deed at a time. Please visit the Victory Private Room form, the website, or the mobile app, and click the link to donate. For all that have decided to give, we thank you, and the people you will bless also thank you. Our online prayer request comes from Carol Jackson. Today she's having surgery. She's requesting that each and every one of my victors will lift her up in prayer. The word declares, where there are two or more, I am in the midst. Let's agree also that the surgeon and his entire team's hands are led under Jesus' anointing in her behalf. She said she loves us, and thank you. Prayer requests that were received on the phone this morning. Sister Julia is having body pain all over. Please pray for her healing. Deborah Evans is asking for prayer for her daughter, Monica. This is her first day of school. I'm asking for prayer for my granddaughter, Aaliyah, because today's her first day of school. And I'm also asking for prayer for all of the young people that today is their first day of school. Susie is asking for prayer for Ingrid Chen. She had a baby a month ago by C-section, and she has an infection, and she's in the hospital still. So please pray for her healing. Didi Felder is asking for prayer for the Freeman family. They lost a nephew yesterday. And recently they had lost another relative, so please pray for their comfort. The order of our call for today is, my name is Barbara Cockrell. I'm your greeter and your host for Monday. The scripture will be read by Rhoda. The declaration today will be by Pamela. Prayer warrior number one is Diane Templeton. Number two is Jeff. Number three is Arletha. And Dion will close us out. I'll repeat that. The scriptures by Rhoda, the declarations by Pamela, prayer warrior number one is Diane, number two is Jeff, number three is Arletha Renee, and Dion will close us out. Please don't forget to mute your phones. We're recording the call, and we want every word to be heard. You can star 6, or you can just use the mute feature on your phone. Thank you as I pass the call.
Good morning, guys. Today's scripture is coming from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And it reads, "But the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." May the God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word as I pass the call.
Good morning, Declared Victory callers. My name is Pamela. I'd like to thank Barbara for greeting us this morning and for being our host. And thank you to Rhoda for the scripture reading. And thank you for all of the Declared Victory prayer warriors that will be praying this morning. The scripture I'd like to read this morning is 2 Kings 6:17, and it reads, "Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." Our topic this morning is our sight versus our vision. Last week, my mom had some eye surgery, laser eye surgery, and she called me later that afternoon after she woke up, and she was telling me that she was amazed that when she went into the kitchen, she was just amazed how well she was able to see. She was saying that the laser surgery had improved her eyesight so much, so well, that she was able to see things that she had never seen before. Now, my mom has a spotless house, but she was telling me that when she went into the kitchen, to her amazement, like, she could see the backdrop behind the kitchen sink had splashes of dirt, and that her stove wasn't as clean as she thought it was. And we kind of laughed and chuckled about it for a few seconds. And I was telling her, you know, it's amazing what our eyes can really see and what our eyes can see, what our eyes don't see, even though we're looking at things every day up on our lives. And, you know, just then something dropped into my spirit, like, this is a really good topic for a declaration. You see, our eyesight is one of those things that we can easily take for granted until it begins to be a problem for us. One of the greatest creations God made is the eyes, the ability to see and differentiate between and distinguish colors and sizes and faces and places and all the wonders of God's creation. It's a miracle. But, you know, there's the ability to see, and then there's the ability to see. I mean, there's sight, and then there's sight. Let me explain it a little better. There's sight, and then there's vision. And sight and vision are two completely different things. The word tells us that where there's no vision, the people perish. Many people have sight, but they don't have vision. It's also possible to have absolutely no sight and to be a person of great vision. Like, look at Stevie Wonder, who was lacking sight but still had great vision for his life. You can have all the sight in the world, but if you don't have vision, you're in serious trouble. Now, sight is the ability to see what's in front of us. Sight is the ability to look at situations and say, this is what I see. But vision's the ability to look at the situation and see what's not there, but what can and will be there. There's a difference between having sight and having vision. Sight will make you see what is, but vision will make you see what will be there. Sight will make you see what's happening, but vision will make you see what's going to happen. Sight will make you see the predicament, but vision will make you see the potential. Sight sees the present, but vision makes you see the promise of God. We can have all the sight in the world, but if we don't have vision, we're in serious trouble. This was the case with the assistant to Elisha, the prophet. He had sight, but he didn't have vision. Now, the scripture text tells us that the king of Syria was upset because someone was telling the king of Israel that he was going to attack him. How many people know that God will send you someone in your life who will warn you when you're about to come under the attack of the enemy? But the problem that most of us have is that we don't listen to the warnings. We think to ourselves, nobody who looks that good can be trouble. Come on, women. We think to ourselves, nobody who talks like that could be corrupt or end up being our demise. Unlike us, the king of Israel listened to the warnings that he was receiving. Well, the king of Syria got upset, and he wanted to know who had been telling the king of Israel what the plans were. There must be a spy in the camp, the king thought. The king's men told him that it was not one of them, but that it was Elisha, the prophet, who was telling the king of Israel even what he says in the bedroom. And the king was so upset at Elisha, he was like, I've got something for him. His servants told him that Elisha was in .com. Now, Elisha was God's man, and Elisha was a prophet of God, and Elisha was operating under the obedience and under the protection of God. But in verse 14, it tells us that the king sent chariots and a great army by night. Elisha was God's man, but night still came to Elisha. Elisha was a man of God, but it still got dark in his life. I want to pause right here and tell you, someone this morning, that it doesn't matter who you are or how important you are or what your title is, nighttime will still come in our lives. No matter who we are, we all have to face some dark sometimes. We didn't always have it all together. We have to face some nice night times and some dark days in our lives. Someone knows what I'm talking about. You know that you didn't always have a smile on your face. Someone close to you betrayed you, or someone you knew, somebody you believed in may have broke your heart. Somebody that you loved didn't love you back, and somebody you helped turn their back on you, because nighttime comes in all of our lives. But I'm glad to know that God is not afraid of the dark. The God who can speak a word into our darkest hours and says, let there be light, is not afraid of the dark. Now, let's go back to our text. In verse 15, the Bible says that when the servant of man awoke in the morning and he walked outside and saw the chariots all around them, he said to Elisha, what are we going to do about this situation? We're surrounded on every side. We're surrounded on every side. But remember what Paul said in this type of situation in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9? He said that we're troubled on every side, but not distressed. Perplexed, but not despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Is there anyone here on the call this morning who knows what it's to feel to be surrounded by a bad situation on your job, or surrounded by a bad situation at your home, and bill collectors calling us by our first name like we went to high school together? Come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about. Am I the only one here? But the young servant of Elisha was responding to what he saw. You can't really blame him, because he said, Elisha, we're surrounded on every side. And based on what I see when I look out the window, It doesn't look good. In verse 16, though, Elisha says not to worry, because he tells him that they that are with us is more than they that are with him. The young man must have thought that Elisha must have gone crazy. He was like, I hear you, Elisha, but I know what I see. The young man had sight, but he did not have vision. Isn't that a tragedy? That too many of our lives today, there are too many of us who have sight, but do not have vision. It's oftentimes a tragedy that exists in Christian lives. But in verse 17, Elisha prayed that the Lord would open the young man's eyes, that God would grant the young man vision. And the Bible says that the Lord opened his eyes and he saw that the mountain was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Those chariots of fire were surrounding the king's chariot that were surrounding Elisha and the young man. Now, I tell you that for every enemy that comes against us, there's an angel that's ready to fight for us. For every enemy that tells you a lie, God has got a word in his Bible that tells us the truth. For every sickness and every pain that comes our way, just remember that the Lord will protect you and preserve your life. He'll bless us in the land and not surrender us to the desires of our foe. For the text says that the Lord will sustain us on our sickbed and restore us in our bed of illness. For every cross there's a crown, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The young man had sight, but sight only allowed him to see what was on the surface. But when God opened his eyes, he gave him vision, and he saw more than he could ever imagine was possible. Many of us today have sight, but if we ask the Lord to grant us vision, God will show us more than we can ever dream what's possible. Many of us walk around today talking about, I'm never going to see it. I don't see how this is going to happen for me. How can you say what you're not going to see? Because Elisha just asked God to open the young man's eyes, and God did it. I don't know about you, but that tells me that God will give you vision for those who ask for it. God will give vision to those who want it. Despite what people may say, prayer still changes things. For before Elisha prayed, the young man was weak. Before he prayed, they were outnumbered. Before he prayed, the young man was doubtful and confused. But look at what happened after he prayed. You can go into your prayer closet and say, oh, God, what a big problem I have. But I guarantee you that when you come out of that prayer closet, you'll be saying, oh, problem, look what a big God I have. Because some people only want to see us as weak and powerless vision, as powerless victims. But vision will make us strong. You need to be willing to accept the vision that God will give you, and God will open your eyes and allow you not to just see what's in front of you, but beyond that, because all things are possible to those who believe. For in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it tells us that it's without faith it's impossible to please God. Because when you have more than just sight, then you have what Dr. Gardner C. Taylor calls invisible supply. The text says that they that are with us are more than they that are with them. Elisha was aware of some resources that was beyond what the ordinary eye could see. Because vision makes us aware of resources that the ordinary eye cannot see. You have some resources that you cannot see with your own two eyes, but God has provided some resources for us that we can't see, But they're real and they're present and they're ready to be accessed. And when we have vision, we can become aware of these invisible resources. And this is what Alicia was referencing when he said that they that are with us are more than they that are with them. You might be saying, but Pamela, I'm a realist. I'm not being negative. I'm just stating what's real and realistic. But the question is, what reality are you really looking at? Because your reality is really a funny thing. Your reality is not necessarily my reality, nor is mine necessarily your reality. And if either our reality is not based on God's reality, which is something altogether different, then we're missing out on our invisible supply. In man's reality, David was just a shepherd, but in God's reality, he was the next king of Israel. In man's reality, Joseph was just a dreamer, but in God's reality, he was going to be delivered from the pit and taken to the palace. There was a story that some soldiers told following World War I, and they were telling about how they had surveyed the different troops after the battle. And the troops in the army were saying that while they were fighting, they thought they were losing the battle. They said that it seemed like the enemy was beating them back and that they were outnumbered and overwhelmed. But the pilots in the Air Force had a completely different story. They said that from their vantage point in the sky, they could tell that the troops were easily defeating the enemy, and they knew that they were going to win the battle. What was the difference? The difference was that the army troops could only see what was in front of them. They could only see what was happening right in their corner of the field. Isn't that sometimes the way we see things? We can only see what's happening right in front of us. So we get discouraged and we feel like giving up. But the Air Force troops had a different perspective. They were up in the air, and so they saw everything. They could see the enemy being pushed back, and they could see that the reinforcements were coming up from behind. That's the difference between having sight and having vision. When you have sight, you can only see what's in front of you. But when you have vision, you can see the big picture. Just remember, vision is the key to accessing the invisible spiritual supply that God has provided us. Vision will make you aware of the resources and opportunities that are available to you. Vision, having spiritual vision and being able to see beyond what the eye is, having the eyes of God and being able to see from the aerial view from God's perspective. As I pass the call.
Oh, God, I thank you today. I thank you, dear Lord, for Barbara greeting and hosting. And I thank you, Rhoda, for that awesome scripture. It's just confirmation of what I posted at 5:30, that when we worship God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I thank you, dear Lord, for Pamela, for that declaration on sight and vision. God, help us to look beyond what the natural eye can see, but look toward the future of the vision that you placed in each of us. And dear Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for bringing us to the dawning of a new day, for watching over us and protecting us as we rested last night. Oh, God, I thank you. For the heavens declare your glory. Oh, God, I declare your glory today, oh God, on this call in our lives, dear Lord. As we look around, we can see your presence in the world through all that your hands have made. And God, I thank you for all that you have done in the lives of your people, all that you have given us. Father, you place your glory all around of us, all around us, oh God. Help us to be thankful and grateful today for that. I thank you, dear Lord, that you have opened our eyes today that we may see, God, see the wonders of your law as we go into your word throughout the day, oh God. Father, reveal to us those things that you will have us see as we seek your face today. Oh God, I come to you right now interceding on behalf of those on this prayer line, God, their families, all of those that you have placed in my heart, oh God, and in the hearts of each and every one on this call. Father, I lift up Sister Carol today as she goes for surgery today. God, I pray that you be in the surgery room, for you are a doctor in the surgery room. You are the surgeon, oh God, and our hope lies in you. Father God, and I just thank you for your hand and the doctor, oh God, for your guidance in him, oh God. Father God, that she will come out of surgery, God, just better than she went in, oh God. And we thank you and praise you in advance for the speedy recovery, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I lift up Sister Julia today who's having pain in her body, oh God. Father, for you know what's going on in her body. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you touch her, Father God, that she do the things that she needs to do, Father God, to bring healing into her body. Oh, God, for you said if we believe in you and believe in your person, believe in what you did on the cross, oh, God, for you have given us healing. You have given us what we asked for, but we must believe and not doubt. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for that. And Sister Deborah Evans and Sister Barbara, they're asking for protection over their children as they return to school. And God, that you just give them a blessing today and give them peace of mind that they're at ease today when they go to school, dear Lord, that there's no fear. And Father, place your hedge of protection around all of our children as they go off to school, as they start a new semester, a new year back in school. God, just protect them. And Father, I pray over the teachers that they were educate the children according to their needs, oh God, according to what you have placed in them as educators. And Father God, let us do, as parents, do our part at home in teaching them the word of God and teaching them while we're teaching them their lessons for school, God. But most of all, Father, let us teach them in the way that they should go according to your scripture, Father God, that you have placed in us. You said to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart. Oh, God, I thank you for your word, for you've given us, Lord God, everything to sustain life. And, God, I thank you for your word. And, Father God, I lift up Susie to you. Susie's asking for a prayer for Ingrid, who went in the hospital for to have a baby. And Father God, she has not returned home because of an infection. Oh God, I pray that you touch her body where the infection is, oh God. Father, but we must believe, as I said earlier, we must believe when we ask you things that we believe what we pray for, that we believe your word. But, Father God, you've given us everything. And, Father God, you said when we pray, pray and not doubt, because the one who doubts doesn't deserve anything. And, Father God, believing you today, I thank you in advance for her healing right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I lift up the Freeman family. Father God, you said those who mourn shall be comforted, God. We're asking for comfort for those who lost loved ones and for the Freeman family today, Father God. And Father, I lift up my mother Lily to you today. For Father God, she's not moving around. And God, I just ask today that as she goes for physical therapy, oh God, Father, that you just give her strength, that she'll be able to move her legs and arms again, that she don't get set in the mold where she don't know how to walk again. And God, I just pray over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. For Father God, I just pray that you do what you have to do in her, Father God, and I trust you because you are the creator. So, Father God, whatever your will is, oh God, we accept that. And, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for her longevity. And, God, I give you the praise for all that you have done already in her life. Even if you don't do anything else, God, I praise you today, for you are God and God alone. And, God, I lift up the Hodge family and the Johnson family today as they prepare a home going for Sue Hodges, oh, God. I thank you for her life, oh God, and I pray that you comfort the family right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I lift up Previs and Claire to you, God. I pray you'll continue healing in Previs, oh God. But Father God, I bless you and I honor you today, God. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. And Father God, I just pray that you give them peace and give them assurance, oh God. Give them comfort, oh God. Father, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake you, nor forsake us, oh God. And God, we just hold on to your unchanging hand because we know that you have our best interests at heart. And God, I give your name the praise for that, oh God. And God, I lift up Leonard and Diane as Leonard wait for a kidney, oh God. I pray that you just strengthen his body right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for allowing me to come into your presence today, oh God, to intercede on behalf of others. But Lord God, I won't forget to lift up Dion, oh God, whom you have brought this vision to. God, I thank you for bringing it to pass. You brought all our lives to cross paths with one another on this call. And for that, God, I'm so grateful, God, and I thank you for the growth in each and every one of us that has been brought to pass on this call, that has manifested in our lives. And God, I thank you, and I thank you for the continual growth that you're doing on this call in each of us, oh God. And Father, as I pass the call, get ready to pass the call, God, I just ask you to bless our day as we go forth in this day, oh God, and that we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For you are the God who possesses heaven and earth. God, you sit high and you look low on your people. God, and I thank you, and I pray that you keep us in your grace and mercy today and forevermore as I pass the call in Jesus' name. Thank you and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to praise you this morning, Lord, and you thank this morning, Lord God, because you open our eyes this morning, Lord God. You're allowing us another day, Lord God, to acknowledge you and to praise you, Lord, and to glorify you, Lord God, and to thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we want to thank you for every prayer request this morning, Lord God, for being answered, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the creator, Lord God, of all things. And all things was created, Lord God, by you and for you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the declaration this morning, Lord God. Speaking to us about sight, Lord God, and vision, Lord God, and oh, hallelujah, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord God, for our ability to see today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ability to trust you, Lord God, for our future direction, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for vision. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for the vision of the clear victory, Lord God, the ability, Lord God, to do your will, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I just want to take the time out to lift up that mother, Lord God. We thank you for answering every prayer request, Lord God, but that mother, Lord God, that has that newborn, Lord God, that have yet been able to take her home, Lord God, because she's still under doctor's care, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing in her body, Lord God, that the infection, Lord God, will disappear, Lord God, because of your grace, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, for this day is special to me and you, Lord God. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning, Lord God, in my right mind, Lord God, with my mind stayed on you, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up those that are in the streets this morning, Lord God, that are talking to themselves, Lord God, and that's really not aware of their surroundings, Lord God, that's really not themselves, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. As I drive down the street, Lord God, and I'm looking and with my physical eyes, Lord God, and I'm looking at what I see. Oh, hallelujah. It's disturbing, Lord God. But, Lord God, I know that you are in control, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, I think about taking the back street, Lord, the back roads, Lord God, so that I don't see what's going on, Lord God, because it's so painful, Lord God. But, Lord God, help me to know and understand, Lord God, that you are in control, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for that declaration this morning, Lord God. Giving me a different perspective, Lord God, a vision. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, sometimes all I could do, Lord God, is cry out to you and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because we are blessed, Lord. We are blessed, Lord. We are blessed, Lord, to trust in you and to know that it's in you, Lord God. It is in you that we live today. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Before I pass the call, Lord God, I just want to say bless the children, Lord God, this morning as they arrive in the schools and crossing the streets, Lord God. Lord, I lift up the crossing guards to you, Lord God, that their eyes are wide open, Lord God, that they can see the traffic, Lord God, and get our kids cross the street into the school safely, Lord God, this morning. Lord God, I lift up all of the administrators to you this morning, Lord God, or the entire staff, Lord God, that we all keep our eyes wide open and be able to watch over the children, Lord God. And, Lord God, we want to cast down that spirit of bullying right now, Lord God, on this first day, Lord. Cast that spirit of bullying out, Lord God, and allow the children to love one another and to play with one another, Lord God, and to encourage one another, Lord God, and just have fun, hallelujah, while they're learning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, all of these words and sayings and prayers, Lord God, we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
And, Lord, we just come to you today, all of us on this call, Lord, thanking you for waking us this morning, thanking you for this day, Lord, for the gift of today, Lord, for this Make It Happen Monday, Lord. Thank you for keeping our families while we slept, Lord. Thank you for protecting us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. Thank you for sending your angels to encompass around our homes, Lord, and protect us, Lord, and fight on our behalf while we slumbered, Lord. We just thank you. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and let your name be the first thing off of our tongues that roll out of our mouths, Lord, off of our lips. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all who have gone before me, Lord. Thank you for Ms. Barbara, Lord, greeting and hosting this morning. Lord, thank you for Pamela and that declaration. May you continue to pour into her, Lord, as she continues to pour out to us, Lord. So we just ask you to lift her, Lord, and continue to give her the strength, Lord, to come up with declarations and just share with us, Lord. Share with us. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the prayer words. Thank you for Diane. Thank you for Brother Jeff, Lord. Thank you for allowing them to get up in the morning and pray for others and worship on others' behalf, Lord, thinking of less of themselves and more of others, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and I ask you to lift Dion as she goes after me, Lord. Continue to pour into her and put into her, Lord. Thank you for her vision. Thank you for everyone on this call and their obedience to you and serving you, Lord. Thank you for all of the pastors in the world, Lord, who preach, Lord, your word continuously, who are up studying and putting together sermons and services for us, Lord. Continue to pour into them. Continue to give them the knowledge of who you are, Lord, so that they can share that with us. And continue to bless their families, Lord. Lift their families, Lord, for sharing them with us, because they spend a lot of time preparing and serving, Lord. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 24-hour thing. So we thank you. Thank you to their families, Lord, for sharing them. So I ask you to lift up each and every pastor that is attached to this call, each and every pastor in the world, Lord. Continue to lift our nations and our governments, Lord, and our cities. Thank you for all the outreaches that are going on throughout the different cities, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's getting involved for the cities, Lord, trying to restore the structure and the family and the home within the cities, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's involved with that, Lord. Thank you for Ms. D and her peace on the streets and her walking and her ceasefire, Lord. Thank you for the work. We know that you see her, Lord, and we know her heart, and we just thank you, because our cities are in dire need, not just Richmond, but all cities, Lord, all cities, all states, all nations, Lord. Let those who are out there walking and doing something about it, Lord, continue to, and, Lord, protect them, protect us all, protect them as they walk those streets, Lord, for those who may not want someone to clean up the streets, Lord, protect them from them, Lord, and then, Lord, change their hearts. Let their message be so bright, and what they're doing be so bright that it shines and it changes their heart, Lord. May we just continue to intercede for this world, pray for this world, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the messages that we are receiving in our churches, Lord. Let us be uplift those messages and go out into our communities, into this world, and just continue to spread the word, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. All the babies going back to school, Lord, please keep them and watch over them, Lord, as they go off to school, Lord, because peer pressure is no joke. Allow them to be who they are in you. Allow them to bring Christ into the schools through you, Lord. Let our babies, Lord, on this line that are going off to school, let them be the light, Lord. I have a child that went off to college, Lord. I don't talk much about it, but I have a baby that's in college now, Lord, a second one. So protect him and keep him, Lord. Keep him safe. Keep him focused, Lord. Keep all the children, all the babies focused and safe and stayed in you, Lord. And as I get ready to pass the call, Lord, we just want to say we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. You did not have to bless us with this day, but, Lord, you saw fit to gift it to us. So, therefore, we have one more day. We have one more second. We have one more minute to get it right, Lord. And we just thank you, and I pray that we do you justice, Lord, that we praise you in the moment, in the second, in the hour, or whatever could be left. I pray that we do you justice and we spread your word and that we serve you, Lord. And as I pass the call, I just want to lift up this prayer and all prayers and all those who went before me and who will go after me in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. God, we just continue in that day. Continue in saying, God, we love you this morning, God. We thank you for yet another opportunity to tell you that we love you, God, to show up and hopefully express that we love you, God. I thank you for every heart connected to the line this morning. I pray for every single person that's listening, God, for every child connected to them, God, for every parent and sibling connected to them, God. Lord God, that we have a right to the tree of life, God, and I pray that you give them grace. God, give them power in the name of Jesus. God, protect and keep them in the name of Jesus. God, continue to cover them, Lord God. Continue to reveal yourself, God. This morning, I thank you for vision and understanding, God. I thank you that we can see, God, and that we can hear, God. Your word says, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. God, give us a Holy Ghost amplification
what you would have us to hear, understand, apply, and walk in, God. Help our vision to be so clear, oh God. Lord God, that we don't fall for the tricks of the enemy so quick. God, that we don't get distracted so swiftly. God, let us hear with our ears as well as with our eyes, God. Let us listen with our hearts, God. Help us to meditate on your word both day and night. God, I pray for marriages connected to this call and abroad, God, in the nations, oh God, that you would rebuild the home. Lord, your word declares, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their ways, then will they hear from heaven. God, give us a praying spirit that we can live right. Give us a praying spirit, God, that we can talk right. Give us a praying spirit, God, that we can love right in the name of Jesus. God, and then I pray for churches around the nation, oh God. Pray for churches who actually have feet on the ground in the community doing the business of the body. Lord God, that you would send willing workers from the north, the south, the east, and west to physically put feet on the ground, oh God, to give life to your word in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for all pastors, God, but I pray for my pastor in particular. God, bless William Coleman and bless him indeed. God, bless his wife and his children in the name of Jesus. God, and then I pray for cities, both locally and abroad. God, that you in the body of Christ, God, your warriors, God, those that don't mind getting up and praying into the communities, God, to show forth your love, God. You said above all charity. God, give us a heart of charity this morning. God, give us a heart of compassion this morning. But God, finally, give us a mind to war in the name of Jesus. God, bless Parjani right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and then bless Jayla, Lord God, as she gets ready to go to Africa, oh, God. Bless her and keep her indeed. In the name of Jesus, I come against any spirit of witchcraft that might attempt to attract her. God, any demonic forces, oh, God, as they worship other gods. God, protect her in the name of Jesus. Keep her safe and bring her back just the way she left, just broader. In the name of Jesus. God, and then I pray for states, Lord God. Lord God, you know all about them. You know what reigns above them. In the name of Jesus, God, give your prayer warriors a mind to remember to pray against spiritual warfare issues. God, against spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. Give us a mind to remember in the name of Jesus. God, and then I pray for your governments, Lord God, that the people in authority, oh God, would be called to repentance, Lord. For those that represent you, God, that they let their light so shine that men would say, what must I do to be saved? God, that they be exemplars in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, you know all about us, God. You know all about us, God. I'm praying, oh God, that you would remove all fear, God. Remove all doubt in your people. In the name of Jesus, God, transform our hearts and minds. God, renew our strength in the name of Jesus. God, bless us indeed. God, continue to move in us. Continue to do a new thing in us, oh God. Lord God, we bless you this morning because had it not been for you on our side, oh God, where would we be? God, we bless you that we have access to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God, that we can stand fast on your word. We bless you, oh God, that you are not a man that you would lie, nor the son of man that you would boast. Oh God, but we bless you this morning. We bless you, Lord God, that you don't take back your gifts. Lord God, we thank you that we can use them for your glory. And as we all begin to celebrate, it's in the name of Jesus that we declare and decree that we are the righteousness of God. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you honor this morning. We lift you up this morning. We say yes and amen, God, to your will and to your way. God, we say we are your children, oh God. Lord God, we thank you that no weapons formed against us will prosper. We thank you, oh God, that you are the everything that we need. God, that you are the great I am, God. We bless you this morning. We bless you this morning, God. We love you and we celebrate you this morning, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, God, with all of our issues and all of our thoughts, God, and all of our woes, God, and that you're faithful to hear us. You're faithful to hear us, oh God. We bless you this morning. We bless you this morning, God. We bless you this morning, God. We bless you this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. We bless you this morning, God. Oh, God, we love you this morning. We love you this morning. We love you this morning. We love you this morning, God. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, continue to keep us, God. Continue to watch over us, God. And as we all take our phones off mute, God, we just begin to lift your name up, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, God.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Sikanu, God.
Yes.
Jehovah Rapha, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
El Elyon, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We lift you up, God.
We need you, Lord.
We lift you up.
We bless you, God. We honor you, Lord.
We love you, Lord God.
Oh, God, you're worthy this morning.
We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus.
In our actions, Lord God.
God, there's none like you in all the earth, oh God. God, there's none like you in all the earth, God. God, we search high and low, God, and still we can't die. Nobody like you, Jesus. God, you are a rock in a wasteland. You are, God, strength in the time of weakness. You are, God, my fortress and my strong tower. God, the righteous shall run in, and there will be faithful, God. I thank you this morning, God, that I can lean and depend on you. I thank you this morning, God, that even when I can't see my way, you're right there, God. I thank you this morning, God, that I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you be for me, God, who can be against us, God? God, we thank you that you are on our side. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our propitiation. God, we thank you this morning. God, that you are a healer, God. That you are a redeemer, God. God, we know we need you, God. We pray naked without you, God. God, thank you for protecting our children, God. Thank you, Lord God, for binding our hearts up in love, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you that we can cast down anything that exalts itself above you, God. Lord God, we come against every false imagination today. Lord God, that we'll speak well of things, God. That we'll speak most in life, God. And like more abundantly, God. We thank you that we can tell the devil to go back to his corner, God. We bless your name this morning. God, we know that you are everything that we need, God. Oh, bless your name, God. We thank you this morning for a heart of repentance, oh, God. We thank you this morning for a desire to know you more, God. We thank you this morning, God, for a desire in our hearts to bend our knees, oh God, to come before your throne of grace, God, to cast our cares on you, God, for you care for us, God. We thank you that you gave us a mind to trust you, God. We bless your name, God. Thank you for hearing, God. Thank you for seeing, God. Thank you, Lord God, for surrender to the name of Jesus. God, thank you for obedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to use us, God. Continue to move in us, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue
God.
To grow us up, God.
The knowledge
continue
of your
to mature us, oh God. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord God. The knowledge of God, your
thank you for
God.
Every person
Hallelujah.
That participated this morning, God.
Lord
bless
God.
Ms. Barbara
Hallelujah.
This morning, God.
Revelation
God, and then bless
Lord
Pamela, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless Rowan,
oh,
God, in the name
you,
of Jesus. God, bless Diane Templeton, God.
Holiness, Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord God, for her heart to pray for me, God.
Holiness,
God, bless
God.
Her 100-fold in the name of Jesus. God, for everyone that lifts me up, oh, God. Bless them 100-fold in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, meet every need, God. God,
yes,
then bless
Lord.
Brother Chuck, God. Thank you for his heart, oh God. Then bless our Lisa Renee, God. Lord God, continue to move in our life, God. Continue to stretch her, God, and make her and mold her, God. Build her up in the name of Jesus. God, bless her children. Bless them indeed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we love you this morning. We love you this morning. We love you this morning. God, I love you this morning. I love you this morning, God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we love you this morning, God, and we pray that you would give us traveling grace, God. That you would keep us from the hand of the fowler, God, that you'd get us to and fro safely with you in mind, God.
Yes.
And we pray today that we think on those things which are perfect, that we think on those things which are pure, that we think on those things which are of a good report. God, that you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. God bless Pamela for her heart share this morning. And God, give her all the right questions to ask as we proceed into the love life and victory conversation. God, we just ask that you cover and keep it, God, that it be something that we can use that'll just make us better and not bitter. God, we love you, and we'll be so careful to bless your name at all times and your praise continually be in our mouth. It's in the matchless name of Jesus. And I ask now as I pass the call to your host for today, Ms. Barbara. All right. Somebody on the board, it's either, I don't know if it's you, Mary, somebody on the board has accidentally pushed the mute button, and I'm going to need you to unmute on your end because I can't find it. I'm not sure who it is. Can anybody else talk? It's like the
I can hear you, Dion.
I know. This is Tanya.
Okay.
Hello.
Right,
this is Deborah Yvonne. I was muted also for some reason.
Yes.
Well, the entire call was muted.
Yeah, somebody on the, I don't know, somebody who's moderating, somebody who has the access, I'm not sure who it is, which one of you. And, okay, let me try it this way. It's not even letting me. Hold on 1 second, Ms. Barbara. Can those that are muted, hold on, let me see if I can. I'm sorry, you guys.
What I did, Ms. Dion, was that I just hit star six, and then it just unmuted me after somebody muted me when I was already muted.
No.
Am I unmuted now? This is Susie?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, we can hear you, Susie.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm just manually I'm manually unmuting. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Just do it.
Give me just
there
one second, guys. Okay,
yeah,
if somebody else is unmuting, can you stop? I'm doing it on this end. Can you stop whoever that is, please? Because you muting, I'm unmuting.
This is Andrew. Can you hear me?
We can
yes,
hear you.
Brother
yeah,
Andrew.
I can hear you, Brother Andrew.
Okay, because I got muted too.
Yeah, we all did.
Can you guys hear me?
We can now, yeah.
Amen.
I'm unmuting. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you, little person. Who was that? Okay, I'm trying, y'all. I'm not sure what happened. It's almost like
it did it itself. No, seriously.
Wow. I'm not sure.
Can y'all hear me, Dion?
Yeah. Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, okay.
I was muted too.
So that is
Barbara, can you guys hear me?
Collective praise.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, everyone's unmuted.
Okay. All right, I'm almost done, you guys. I think that's it.
You know what?
All right.
We should shame the devil in corporate praise.
I was going to say, let's get us one of the devil is a lie. I mean, for real, like, it's like it did it all by itself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you said that no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Hallelujah, Lord, and hallelujah for your word, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus
Yet will we show up, God. Yet will we do what you called us to do. Yet will we stand fast. We'll stand fast to the promises that we know are yes and amen. God, we love you. We love you back this morning. We love you back this morning, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor. And we're going to try to sing again as I pass the call to Miss Barbara.
Good morning. Now is the time that we've set aside for those that weren't able to say good morning to say good morning. Would someone like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning,
good morning, it's Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, it's Juliet.
Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Janet.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, it's
Regina.
Good morning, Regina. Good morning, Keisha.
Good
morning. Are there any little people on the call? We'd love to hear your sound.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, Sinaje.
Good morning, this is Valuable Valisita.
Mine seems to be working.
Good morning, Valuable Valisita.
Good morning, good morning, it's Moni.
Good morning, Moni. I'm going to pass the call to Ms. Pamela. Awesome declaration this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for all the prayer warriors and just all the awesome praise that went up. I'm so glad that Dion let us go back and just give that opportunity for us to just really have that corporate praise, because it's just so powerful to just praise God and just corporately come up together and praising him and just warding off the enemy and any attempts of the enemy. This morning, as I stated, the declaration, I was kind of, in fact, yesterday's declaration by Pastor Lavelle, when he was sharing a little bit about how many of us don't clearly understand or know Dion's vision, it really just kind of was a confirmation that I was headed in the right direction with today's declaration. I wanted to do a really quick quote from Helen Keller. Helen Keller says that the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. The declaration was talking about sight versus vision, because sometimes what our physical eyes can see is not what's happening in the spiritual realm of our lives. And to understand and to see what God sees and what God wants for each of our lives, I mean, it's amazing when you really tap into vision and what God sees for your life and each of our lives. I wanted to pose the question, how many of you have had the opportunity to experience the difference between sight, having sight, and vision? And share with the callers what that's like and how that was for your life to experience the difference between sight and vision.
I could share. This is Ollie. Can y'all hear me? Am I on mute?
We can hear you, Miss Ollie.
Okay. my daughter had laser surgery done years ago, and when she went in for laser surgery, before she was wearing glasses and contacts, and she was saying, "Mom, I'm tired of wearing these contacts and glasses." And I said, "Well, Jamila, you're going to go and let them do surgery on your eyes?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Well, can you do one eye at a time?" And she said, "No, Mom, I'm going to do both." See, when she came out of surgery, she had sight. And she was able to see the leaf on a tree. And I said, "What you mean? You had never seen this leaf like this? The veins that run through the leaf that is attached to the tree?" She said, "Mom, no, I never seen these things." So to see her with sight, but she had vision. She had vision because she already had prayed to God that when she was going in for this surgery, she didn't have no doubt, because she knew God was going to deliver her. She had vision. So listening to the declaration this morning, it kind of touched on my daughter. And I just thank God. I love God. And then yesterday, Sunday, I wasn't able to go to church because my son stayed home. And as you know, he do have cerebral palsy, and he wasn't in the mood getting out. So we was talking about, why do we go to church? And I said, "Well, okay, I'm being questioned now. I can't go because I usually do 8 o'clock service." So we live screened Pastor Bob. And then I brought my son into the table, and we prayed. And I said, "Lift your hand up and open your mouth, Jamar." I said, "Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus, because he could help you with all your needs. Just call on him. And he did it, and every time he was saying, Jesus, Jesus, it got clearer and it got clearer, and we were just praising Jesus in the house, and I just thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, and I love you, Jesus. Thank you all for this line.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Can I share something?
Yes.
One moment. Hold on one moment. I just want to really make a really quick announcement. I know many of us took our phones off of mute, and so I just want to remind everyone to please put your phone back on mute and unmute yourself when you're ready to speak. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Amen. This is the missus. I can verify with that because when I was diagnosed with diabetes, the cataracts took over my eyes, and I was in Beaumont, Texas, and I couldn't see at all. I mean, I could see shadows, but I couldn't see, like, if somebody was standing right in front of me, I couldn't see their face, you know. And when I knew I had a vision, they couldn't do anything for me in Texas. So the Lord just led me to go back to San Francisco because I could get help there. So that was the vision that I had. But I thank God that as soon as I came back to San Francisco, the doctors, they did surgery on my eyes, and I can, you know, like witness with that, because when I was able to see, I was happy to see the birds flying. I was happy to see dust that I, you know, on the walls. When I saw the dust, I said, my God, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know how dirty things was, you know, but I thank God that he gave me the vision, you know, just to come back here and get help, because they couldn't help me there, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anyone else who's experienced that laser eye surgery and saw the difference in the clarity of what you thought you were seeing to what you could see once that laser eye surgery took place? Because they're basically taking a film off of your eyes. Sometimes they're taking this film of a layer of film off of your eyes and allowing you to be able to see even clearer. And that's kind of what it's like when you really have vision, spiritual vision. You're seeing clearer what God sees for your life. Would anyone
Good morning.
Share?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Imani. Thank you for your declaration. This is not this is something a little different. Someone mentioned that there was someone in the hospital that was sick and couldn't get to her baby. I just want them to go back and ask if they want checked and make sure there was no gauze left in them or instruments. And hopefully the gauze has x-ray in it, so when they do an x-ray that they can see the gauze. God just kept putting that on my spirit for the last 40 minutes. So please
Amen.
Go back and ask. They check that there's no gauze or 4x4s, 2x2s, or instruments left. They can do
Amen.
An x-ray. All right, thank you.
Imani, I was thinking the same thing. God, I was thinking the same thing. This is Arlita Renee,
Hey, good morning. This is Tanya. Thank you for the declaration, Pamela. And Imani, my goodness, that was powerful what you just said. My vision, I didn't have the laser surgery, but my vision experiences are a little bit different. So something that's tangible. As I was writing my book, probably towards maybe the mid part of it, the Lord gave me a vision of a candle and fire, and that it only needed to be something, not something overwhelming, but, and he also then gave me, and it's almost like he gave it to me in pieces. And I usually see things over on the right side. I don't know what that means, if it means anything or not, but a lot of times I tend to see things in my vision, it over towards the right side of my body or whatever, or the right side of my brain. But anyway, and then eventually it all came together. I saw my face on what you see on my cover. If you have my book, that's what I saw in my head. I remember Dion and I, me, Dion, and my son were together, and we were looking at pictures, and we were like, without even conferring with each other, oh, my God, that's it. But we had to redo it. Another time, if I'm working on a project, I'm getting ready to organize something, generally speaking, if it's a big project, before I start to organize it, I see it. I see how it's supposed to, where I'm supposed to start. And I feel it. I feel the urge, and then I start to act. The same thing happens to me even when I'm writing a letter or I am maybe writing a proposal. I can almost see it in my mind's eye, and then I'll be able to act. Hopefully that made sense to you. Thank you.
Yes, it definitely makes sense. And so you're seeing things, like you said, in your mind's eye. That's like your spiritual eye. You're seeing things the way God is seeing it, and then you can begin to act on it because you know exactly what it's going to look like when it needs to be completed. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Tanya. Would anyone else like to share an experience that they've had with sight and vision? Now, in the text, it was saying that the young man who was Elisha's assistant or servant, he couldn't see the enemies or the army that had come behind them. And when Elisha began to pray for him and ask God to open his eyes so that he could see, it was amazing because when God began to open his eyes, he was able to really see what God was showing him, and he could see the army and the chariots that were behind the enemies that were coming to attack them. How many of you have experienced that after prayer, God revealed things to you that you needed to be aware of, or revealed things to you that you needed to, like Tanya was saying, things that she needs to accomplish or things that she needs to complete?
Pam, I want to talk so bad, but I'm running, getting ready to work. I'll be on in a second. Tanya, you should share right there, because after we pray, she always get the cooties.
Well, I was trying to talk.
Somebody needs to mute, because I can't see the board. Somebody needs to mute.
Okay. So sometimes during prayer, but definitely I've had many experiences where the Lord has given me clarity about something. Sometimes praying by myself, sometimes praying with other people. And I hope I'm going in the right direction that you're talking about, Pamela. And he will reveal to me something that has been happening. And sometimes he will reveal something that is going to happen. I'll never forget earlier this year, we were in prayer outside of the normal prayer time. When I say we, I mean Dion and I. We were having a praise party at her house. It was kind of impromptu. And this is what the Lord gave us. It's one of the mantra or one of the sayings that I put on my, it was January the 30th. I don't know if you remember it, but two things that he gave us. One was, I command you to ask. For surely I will answer. And then the other one was, you make my heart smile. That was what the Lord gave me. And it's so ironic because God will turn around and confirm my word. Like, you all heard it last week when we had the earthquake. Do you remember?
Right.
I was so, oh my God, I don't know, should I say that? It doesn't have anything to do with the declaration, and it wouldn't go away. So I knew it wasn't me, and I shared those two things, and some of you may not have heard it, and perhaps the Lord wanted you to hear it again. The earthquake that came was a reminder to us. It was an all-of-a-sudden experience, but it was a reminder to us that God is coming back for us just as quickly. We will be completely unaware, but for those of us that have been preparing, we will not be unprepared. So the sacrifices that you make, the things that you set aside, those conversations that you make a decision not to participate in, those places that you make a decision not to go, those midnight runs that you make a decision that you won't make anymore, the lifestyle that you live, all of those things are preparing you for that time when he comes and gets us suddenly, whether it's us collectively or whether it's our time to go back home. The second thing that God gave me was about the water, that water is a precious commodity and that we must treat it, especially for those of us in Northern California where we're experiencing a severe drought. And it's probably, this is what the Lord gave me, it's worse than what we understand it to be, and we have to take it seriously. But the irony, and what am I talking about? Taking precautions in how you use water. There are things that we can do, and I won't go into detail in them, but there are things that we can do individually in our own homes to make sure that we are not wasting water. And so after I said it, I felt relieved. But then beyond, like, I don't know, maybe 5-10 minutes later, once she was able to talk, said, Tanya, I want you to know that God gave me verbatim, do you hear me? Verbatim what you, no, maybe it wasn't 10 minutes later, but whatever. Verbatim what you just said, God gave it to me. Now, that was nothing, that wasn't planned. You know, me and Dion are pretty powerful, but we can't make no earthquakes come. And I didn't text her to say, this is what I'm getting ready to say. That did not happen. But what happened is that God gave her the word. So here's another epiphany, and then I promise I'll stop. Had I not spoken, I would have missed my blessing, and God already had somebody waiting in the wings to give the word had I been disobedient or had I been afraid. But what instead what happened is God confirmed his word. It let me know that I was on the right track and that I didn't make that up. That was powerful.
It really was, Tanya, because it just shows that, you know, when we are speaking and confident what God tells us to say to his people, you know, he will, like you said, just show you confirmation that what you're doing is on track. And it was really powerful when Dion came back on the call and said, you know, this is what God dropped the same thing into my spirit, identically to what you just said. And you know, and that's what vision is. It's just being able to see beyond, and God will drop things into your spirit. He's already, like some of us have been praying for years and years, you know, for direction in our lives, and he's already given that direction to you, but because of fear or because you've chosen not to step out in faith and trusting what he said, like Tanya was able to step out on faith and trust what was dropped into her spirit to share it with the people. You know, we sometimes will miss out on what God's doing for us. So when you have vision, when God gives you that vision and drops that into your spirit, what you need to do or what he's already prepared for you, you know, you can miss out on that by trying to, you know, discount it or not believe that it's true or not walk in the vision that he's given you. Has anyone experienced when God has spoken in their lives and that they begin to do what God has said to do? I mean, whether you were getting in the car that morning and praying, God, you know, direct me how I need to go to work, and he's led you a whole different way and showed you, you know, a whole other route to take. And you're like, this is not the way I normally go.
Hi, this is Debbie Nod.
Yes, Deborah, go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for your declaration this morning. I just wanted to point out that when the Lord had me to leave Seattle to go to San Antonio, and I felt like I was in a abyss because I really didn't know anybody here. I really had never done a long distance trip like that on my own, and the Lord had told me not to bring anybody with me. It was just going to be him and I. But what I wanted to point out is that when I took that step of faith, that at first I was seeing, but as soon as I got in that truck and started going, my vision began to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And I don't know how to explain it, but it is so awesome when you're in God's divine will, because he will show you things that you haven't seen before. And then from me being obedient, as soon as I got on the road, within a few hours, the Lord was showing me evidence of the healing of my family, of a lot of good things that was happening because I was being obedient.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And that's the key, is that, you know, sometimes God will give you that vision and you will see it, but because you're not obedient to it, then you will not ever begin to walk in what he has for you, the fullness of what he has for you. Would anyone else like to share?
This is Patty, and the Lord reveals things kind of the same, a little bit like he's been doing with Tanya, but just recently, again, he was giving me visions of some things I needed to do to take place to get ready for him to do the next thing, you know, move me on to the next level, graduate me. And he gave it to me probably about 6 months ago, 8 months ago. And it's an urgency for me to, you know, handle stuff, because it's like, when I get ready to move, Patty, it's going to be in a fast motion. It's not going to be something where you're going to have time to say, oh, my goodness, I need to do this and this and this. So I'm preparing you now. So I guess I wasn't obedient. And so, but he gave it to me again. He's just been revealing, because you asked about revealing too, revealing a lot of things to me the last month or so. And once again, he gave me that same vision of things I needed to start to, you know, get myself prepared for what he's getting ready to do, you know, next in my life. And one of those things was, is I needed to, you know, go through my things again that I have, my wardrobe boxes in my mom's garage, and I needed to take, you know, the things out and get rid of the things. And I was like, Lord, well, I did that. I've done that like 4 or 5 times. Soon I won't have any more clothes or any more shoes to, you know, because that's the only thing I really have. I won't have any more things. And the Lord, he kept saying, you need to get rid of them. But he literally started showing me the exact outfit, the exact shoes, literally showing me the things that I still had in those, you know, in those wardrobe boxes that he wanted me to get rid of. And then on top of it, I have my son's clothing. My son's clothing also, and he was saying for me to prepare that stuff so that I can put it up for him before I leave, because when God tells me to go, once again, he's saying, once I tell you to leave, you won't have time to go back and do this. So I went and got wardrobe boxes again, and just the other day on the weekend, Monique took me in, or not took me, but she met me and got my, you know, I got the boxes, and I brought them home so that I can finish preparing that vision that he keeps giving, because he's given it twice. And so that's just what I wanted to say.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying, how vision sometimes will take work and vision will take sacrifice, because when you begin to act on what God drops into your spirit, it requires you to move. It requires you to go forward and to do what he's called you to do. I mean, we can't sit stagnant when God has dropped something into your spirit. It requires action on our part. And, you know, whether it's to tell everybody a specific something, as Tanya did, whether it's to get in your car and drive across country and it just be you and him, and he's speaking to you the whole way, or whether it's to go pick up boxes to begin to pack, it requires action on our part when God drops something into your spirit when God gives you vision. Elisha knew that his action needed to be to pray for the young man to see and to be revealed the same thing. So vision doesn't require us to just, it's not just for us to hold to ourselves. Most times it requires action in order us to see the vision through. Would anyone else like to share?
You know, Pamela, this is Tanya. Excuse me. I hope you can hear me okay. I want to go back to something. Excuse me. Sometimes God will not give us the entire vision, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you've missed something.
Right.
I bought a declaration one time where it said, I think the declaration was a need-to-know basis. Sometimes in our assignments, he will only give us enough for us to act on that particular thing. So, Patty, it's so ironic when you talked about boxes. I felt led to start getting boxes because I didn't know what was going to be going on with the house. And we got some news, and I won't share that with you yet because I know God is still working some things out. But I have not been led. He just told me to get to be prepared. He has not given me permission to pack, though. I have the boxes, I believe, more as a reminder, as a marker or of some sort, more than anything. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. He may not always give you all of the pieces. At that point, you do what you're supposed to do, and then you wait. You stand still, and you wait until he gives you the rest of the mess. Don't move on your own. Don't do what you think you should do, but you wait in obedience.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. You're absolutely right. It's all about us being obedient and not seeing with our natural eyes and not seeing what we think the reality of the vision is to be, but, you know, just following what God has called us to do and do just that and, you know, being obedient to what he's telling us and what he's dropping into our spirits to do. Is there anyone else you'd like to share?
This is Patty again. So the other side of my, because I wasn't going to say this, but for some reason I guess the Lord wants me to say it. The other side of it was when I first came to my mom's house, I kept asking the Lord what exactly, you know, why do you have me here? Because the first 6 to 8 months or something, my mom wasn't sick. It probably happened about 6 months of me being here that she got ill. But the first 6 months, I had no idea, no direction of why I was here. I thought something else was going to happen, and it didn't happen like that. And just the beginning of last week or the end of the week prior, the Lord started revealing things to me again. And one of the things he revealed to me was why he had me here. I mean, part of it, you know, was because of me needing to take care of my mom and what have you, and, you know, him do some work on us. But the other part of it was is because when God, because I've always been someone who moves quickly, always on the go, always had things to do, you know, just always on the move. And so when I came to the house, I was still in that mode. You know, I had all these things I had to do. I was self-employed, doing fairly well at my, you know, in my business. And then I came here, and I didn't have anything to do. And in the process of that, my car broke down. And so the Lord revealed to me a week or so ago that the reason why he had me here is because he needed me to slow my roll. He needed me to slow down in order so that I could hear him tell me that it was time for me to go get those boxes, tell me that it was time for me to pack that stuff up, get rid of those things. And I couldn't hear him. I would have never been able to hear him had I not gotten low key, because I literally have been sat down. I mean, for, and literally everything that I did in the past has been put on hold. So he was just revealing to me how he needed me to be in a quiet spot. And I was fighting him, believe me, fighting to make things happen. And he took all of those, removed all of those ups, those things that even people who would come pick me up to take me to where I needed to go, those people were removed from me. But he needed me to be quiet so that I, you know, I didn't have to say, Lord, I can't hear you whisper. I need you to speak loud. It wasn't that he was whispering to me. It was that I was so busy that I couldn't hear him. And for he needed me to be silent and be quiet so that I could hear him at a normal pace. And I mean, that might be minute to you guys listening to me, but it is huge. I mean, it speaks volumes for Patty. Because now I can see those first 6 months that he had me here, he was really starting to, I don't even know the word, but he was getting me prepared for what he was about to do as far as reveal things to me. I don't know if that's the same line, but it kind of all goes together for me. And I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all in the same line. And I, God just dropped something into my spirit. I think also it was for you. I remember one time you shared on the call that you had an opportunity to meet with your brothers and the interaction that took place there. And I think it was an opportunity to bring unity to that relationship, to those relationships as well. You being there and being present and slowing down and being available for your mom.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Pamela?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. I've just been sitting here just listening to all of the epiphanies and all of the different understandings. And I remember I was 26 years old when I realized that even though, you know, I had been saved for a while, I had said yes, but the resistance was stronger than my yes because it was so unfamiliar and it was so uncomfortable. And one of the first segues to my journey was I met a lady named Gloria Brown. And one of the first major conferences that I spoke at, before I spoke, it was at His Lordship in Berkeley, and there is a marina there still currently. And before I got ready to go up, the Holy Spirit told me to go outside. I had been on a fast for about 40 days. And so I went and I walked the marina. And at the end of the marina, the end of the pier, in big red paint, spray paint, it said, "The End." And I didn't understand it fully then, but I saw it. And I knew in my heart that it was the end of me since traveling, and not saying that I didn't, because I absolutely did, but it cost me. It cost me time. But I could see. But the ironic part is that I went back because I was so amazed, because when I got to the end and I saw the end written in paint, it was like something hit me in my stomach that spoke so loudly I couldn't deny it. I couldn't run from it. I couldn't act like I didn't see that it was the end of my foolishness. It was the end of me hiding from the things that God had called me to. But when I went back, that spray paint that had been on the fence was gone. There was nothing there. And a lot of times, you know, and I was like, did I daydream it? Was I, like, being too deep, spiritual and deep? But I know that it was just something for me to see, not only in sight, but in vision, that I understood that there were things that I needed to do and some things that I had been employing needed to end. And so one of the things that I noticed happened after that experience is I began to hear God more clearly, because I knew I had to study differently. I had to pray differently. And I, at this point, I have been praying every day for about probably about 5 years. And just over the course of time, over and over again on several different occasions, the Lord will show me something that maybe nobody else sees. But once you start to surrender and once you start to really study and get into the Word and really connect with God, the things that you hear, it's like it keeps you from certain dangers. Even when right now with certain people, the Lord will whisper something in my ear before I used to think I had to say it. But it was just for me to see so I know how to pray. And so, yes, the difference between sight and vision, even with the call, you know, kind of how the Lord has opened my understanding up. So some things I used to move really quickly, like Patty said. And now I've learned, remember, for this season, it's understanding, balance, patience, and wisdom. And I have been, like, called on the carpet in that area for the last several months. And I just have to stand still, even though my eyes tell me to move. So that's all. That's my share.
Wow. Yeah, and it's like that when you're, the difference between sight and vision is like when you're really walking in God's vision, He'll show you something. And like you said, when you came to that end, it was just meant for you. And, you know, when you went back to see it, nobody else could, I mean, it was not there because, you know, God only allowed that to be there for the time that it needed to be there because He knew you were going to be coming up upon it to see it. And He needed to speak to you, and that was a way He could get your attention. And it's just amazing how God will show things and put things before us. So many times we'll walk right past it and we'll ignore it, but when you're really in tune with what God is doing in your life and really walking and seeking God, He'll begin to show you all kinds of things, and you'll begin to really have that a different perspective rather than what you see and what's visual and what your visual reality is showing you. You'll have a spiritual reality of what is to be. Would anyone else like to share? We have time for one or two more. No one's experienced God's vision in their life. No one's experienced what it's like to walk in vision. Yes. Go ahead. I can hardly hear you.
Sister Pamela, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you're kind of speaking low, but go right ahead.
Thank you for your declaration this morning. You mentioned one scripture in your declaration, how that the people perish for lack of a vision. And, you know, there was something that Pastor Lavelle said as well in his declaration, far as, you know, did we really know the vision that God had given Sister Dionne, and did we really know the vision of our church that we attended? And, you know, I thought about the scripture where God talks about how that people perish for lack of knowledge. And all of these things is just going around in my mind. And one thing that I've experienced, or one thing that I believe, is that God doesn't give everyone the vision that He would give a visionary or a pastor. And sometimes we have to be supportive of someone else's vision. And I've had an experience one time wherein that I didn't have the faith or the belief in myself, but I was able to have the faith and belief of someone else. And my belief in, well, it was a part of my 12-step process of, you know, and my sobriety, and that it worked for me that I was able to believe in someone else's vision until I was able to believe I could have it for myself. And I've heard of another sermon ministered when the minister spoke about how that it was difficult for a wife to allow her husband to be the headship or the leader of the household, and he lacked vision, and her, you know, she wanted to be obedient to God and allow her husband to lead, but her husband don't have no vision, and you know, so that particular, there's different sermons that really stands out for me, and I remember, and but I just, it's so, belief, I must believe, I must have the power of belief along with whatever the Lord gives me. And in order for me to really hear from him, I must study his word and be connected, know his word in order for him to actually give me a vision that I could believe in. So your declaration, it's just like Pastor Lorel was speaking about, you know, knowing the vision that Beyond has for declared victory. And, you know, this particular declaration, I'm just looking forward to it. It's the end of the month of August. I was coming to the end the last week of August, so I listen to each declaration each week, and so this is Monday, the last week of August, and I'm going to keep paying attention to the declaration. And let me say this. I want to say thank you to everyone that wished me a happy birthday yesterday. But Facebook had it wrong. Today is actually my birthday, August the 24th, and which is a special day to me and the Lord. So I want to thank him for waking me up this morning, and I thank everyone for the early happy birthdays.
Amen. Well, happy birthday. And thank you so much for sharing.
Happy birthday.
The scripture is in Proverbs 29:18, and it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And so, like what Pastor Lavelle was preaching or talking about yesterday in his declaration, you know, so often we're so quick to follow after people, and we have no clue, you know, what their vision is or the direction in which they're going. And so it's important to have vision, not just, you know, what's in front of you, but, you know, have a long-term vision, a long-term perspective in which God has instructed you what the future is going to be, what the end's going to look like. And, you know, Dion has a phenomenal vision. I encourage everyone to, you know, go on the website, read her mission statement or vision statement, and, you know, see what direction that God has given her and dropped into her spirit that declared victory is all about, and reaching out to, you know, those who are lost, those who are less fortunate, and teaching the world, you know, all about, you know, who God is, and for us to really have that spirit of Christ, where we're loving on people and caring for people and caring for those who are less fortunate than us. And so, you know, it's important that when you're following someone, whether it's a church, a pastor, a leader, that you're following someone who has vision, who has a direction in which God is taking them, and you know where you're going so that you all can be on one accord and you can be in sync with what you're praying for, that will come to fruition. I think that we're almost out of time. It's, what, about 8:58? Yes, uh-huh.
It's Juliet. How you doing?
Good, and you?
I truly enjoyed your declaration about vision. I just wanted to say really quick that, you know, like when God gives me a vision to do, like a production or something, usually it could be something like a song or something that stands out to me, and then I'll hear that song, and then I'll see the whole, like, you know, I have a whole vision of what's going to surround that song. You know, I see the beginning and the end. And what I notice about God, when he's in operation in that area, when he gives me a vision like that, he makes provision. You know, the people, everything seems to line up. So I just want to say that. I'm kind of being muted, and my phone keeps cutting off, so I wanted to say that before we get off the phone.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, and if no one has had an opportunity to see any of her plays or productions, you're missing out on an awesome blessing, because she's right. It's like it may come in a poem, a song, or something, and before long the whole thing comes together because God will begin to show her the full picture. Thank you so much for sharing. So I just want to leave with this one closeout that sight is a physical function of our eyes, but vision is a function of our spirit. And so we need to make sure that we're walking in vision and that we're seeking God for direction in our lives daily, and that he is showing us what the full picture is, what his reality is for us, and what his the end is going to be, what he sees us doing, that we can walk in that and we can begin to act in that and move in that. Amen. I think there's only a couple of announcements. Today's Make It Happen Monday, and tonight's call is the Marriage Matters call at 6. So make sure that those who are married call back in at 6. I believe it's the same number, the same access code. And then once again, it's Make It Happen Monday. So all of you be blessed today, and let others.
Pamela, before we go, we absolutely got to sing to Sarge. It's his special day. I know a couple of people said happy birthday, but we got to sing to Sarge. He's so faithful, and God has literally transformed him on this call. His sound is not the same as it was when he first called in. So somebody with a voice, mine's just kind of, I'll start it off, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday,
happy birthday,
happy birthday,
happy birthday,
happy birthday.
Yes, I got parents out here on the schoolyard wishing me a happy birthday, y'all.
Amen. That's awesome.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Everybody have
you
a blessed
too.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.